Welcome to the Bird Cave. Grab yourself a brew and come on in. Let's go.
Bucko Baseball, let's go.
All right, starting us off here with a good one, huh? What do we got?
We have the Rusty Rail Brewing Double Fog Monster. It's a double hazy IPA.
I have had the regular Fog Monster, and it's tremendous. So this is what, 9.5?
9.5.
Boy, here we go. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers up, boys.
Double it up.
You know, I can definitely, I mean, it's fantastic, but I can definitely taste it. I can only have a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is strong.
I should have had an IPA to start. That's a problem. I can go first.
Yeah, go for it.
From a hazy perspective, you get that taste a little bit, but obviously the double, I think, is masking it a little bit versus what a normal 6-7% hazy is probably going to be.
Yeah.
It's still smooth for a 9.5%. I don't think I'd be drinking them, you know, more than probably this little bit, just because I like a little bit of it here and there, but I'd give it a 7. So.
All right. Yep. You want to go, or are you still
I try to cleanse the palate, and I started out with a delicious IPA from Stone. It's a little more hoppy than this is, but it's still good. Still good. I'd probably go 7-8.
You know what this reminds me of? I think there's a different category of IPAs or any beers for me. This would be a good grilling beer. Like, this is a beer you would drink while you grill, because then when you're done, like, then you're done. You know what I mean? Because I could drink one of the pounders, and I'm probably going to call it quits. If I drank two, it'll be bad. So.
Nice couch over there.
It'd be a nice couch over there, yeah. So I'm going 7-3. Yes.
What's a pounder? I thought it was pounder.
Pounder.
Well,
man,
doesn't make any sense.
I
called a pounder.
Yeah.
He said pounder.
Yeah.
I was like,
"What?" Yeah, my phone. That's pounder. P-H-N-D-R.
I'm gonna go 8.5.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That does not surprise me. You went higher on this one.
I mean, it is smooth. It does not taste to me like a 9.5.
No.
And the only reason I wouldn't drink two or three of these is because I'd end up on the couch after that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well,
yeah, good beer.
This is a good one, so I'm going to enjoy finishing.
I feel like I should try the first Fog Monster. I don't think I've had the single.
Yeah, the regular Fog Monster is fantastic. So
the single malt.
Well, we're sitting here, and my only gripe with YouTube TV is I don't get my buckos here, so we're going to figure out something out. But what do you got? We got 7-4.
Bottom of the ninth.
Starting off 5-1, they're doing this to us again. They started off 20-8 last year.
Renegades in.
We know what happened on there, but what do we think about the Buccos so far? Lars, you're our baseball guy here too. I know we were kind of talking before we started, but what do you think about the Buccos?
I mean,
is this more sustainable?
The hitting has been surprising. Not surprising. I mean, I think that it's developing where it should be at this point. Again, it's still early. You know, and I'm not going to be a typical Yinzer where it's like, oh, it's going to run out. I'm not saying that. I mean, I'm trying to be cautious. Last year they started 20-8, and the starting pitching did look really good. And thinking, well, it's never going to fall off the cliff. And then, like, 3 weeks later, we were at 500. So, I mean, but I do think that the hitting is definitely sustainable. The pitching, I'm still worried about. Keller, he does not look anything like he did early last year. And
maybe opposite of last year.
Yes.
Maybe the pitching starts slow. If they hit their gear around middle of May, and if the hitting's still doing it, then you kind of put it all together. So I think,
to your
point, there's optimism more this year. I think last year was kind of like, whoa, what is this team like?
Exactly.
They're not supposed to be doing this.
Correct.
Right. Now you looked at some of the hitting. I mean, they killed it in spring training, which obviously is a whole different ball game. But I think it's already translated. I think the biggest concern is the fact that your number one pitcher is your weak spot right now. But I think the nice thing they have this year is they've got Skeens in the waiting that they can bring up, you know, June time to kind of spark it if they're needing something to go. So I think I threw my prediction in the chat was over 500. So I don't know if it'll be a playoff spot or not, but the Central's weak. So they could be in the hunt to win the Central, the NL Central, just like last year the Twins won the AL Central, like two games above 500. Yeah. So,
I mean, if they can keep it interesting, you know, late July, August, you know, and they're like in the race, I think that would be great.
Yeah.
By the way, fantastic hat.
Thank
love
you.
It. Thank you. Love it. If you know, because I've also heard, and I've only gone by reports, that I heard that their bullpen's very strong.
They have a very strong bullpen. Yes.
Okay. I mean, so you get to think of
that is definitely
their strength. So let me ask you this: is
that should not tail off?
Okay, I was going to ask you one: is that sustainable? And do you guys think? I mean, does that mean starters get them six?
Yeah. The question is, can the starters do enough?
Yeah.
Just to get in gear, and that's what they've been. I mean, they haven't really been lights out this week, and they're still winning because the bullpen locks it down. What they've had a couple games where they were 5-6 innings.
Let's also temper they've played. Marlins, who are 0-7.
That's what we're talking about. They
and Washington, who's not that good. So they at least they're winning these games, so maybe they get it figured out when they start playing
we got the test this weekend. Went to
the Orioles, which could be the best team in baseball coming into PNC Park. I think the biggest gripe was they didn't do anything for the starting pitching, but you know, maybe with Jared Jones kind of coming up out of and maybe to us it's out of nowhere. To them, maybe it wasn't out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you know, he looks like legit. And you got a couple of guys they got with Perez and the other guy slipping his name is slipping my brain right now. But if they can,
yeah, nine and a half. Yes, that's what happens. That's what happens.
If they're going to be eating inners. Eating eaters for like 3-4 runs a game. So if Jones can really truly be what he looked like his first game, and then you got Skeens in the waiting.
As someone I haven't heard of this guy until this year. You know, he was
Jared Jones.
Jared Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, is he like is he strictly power pitcher? Does he have some stuff?
He's got a slider.
Yeah, his slider is his key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then when you can throw it up to 100,
yeah,
that's a nice little off pitch.
Slider. Yeah, that's nasty.
Well, and Taylor's killing it right now, too.
He is. Again, I don't foresee it. Says Connor Joe.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's the thing. Like, maybe they
start. It was a good pickup. Taylor was a great pickup.
Yeah.
It really was. That's a gold glove center fielder, has got experience, won a World Series. He's not old by any stretch. So, I think
if you balance it out where those guys pitch in when they can, and then obviously Cruz and Reynolds are going to be your guys that need to do it consistently. Yeah. McCutcheon's going to do his, you know, home run here and there. I think they're balanced top 6-7 in the lineup and can move in some guys. I mean, I think there's optimism. Obviously, it's a long season. There's injuries that are going to happen.
Yeah,
all
that's
that type
a big
of stuff.
That's what happened with Cruz last year.
Yeah.
That's a big hole. They can't fill it. If Cruz gets hurt again, there's no one.
Just don't have him slide. That's all they got to do.
Head first.
Don't slide.
Just head first.
They're patient at the plate.
Well, that was one thing I was going to point out. But this is the same thing they did last year. But right now, I want to say they're averaging like 6 or 7 pitches a batter. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
tonight it was
20 pitches an inning.
Yeah.
It was 20 pitches for the Nationals per inning.
So, yeah, right. So the starter's lucky to go 5.
Okay.
For the opposing team.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
that's a strategy, though, isn't it? At times,
or
is that like maybe
then you don't have that third time through, which is totally what they always say is like when the pitcher gets the advantage the third time through, usually.
Because he had it. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So.
So there's that. And again, and they're hitting a lot of two out RBIs. Mm-hmm. And they did that at the beginning of last year. And
some of it's luck, right? And that's the thing.
Some of it is. I mean, but, you know, there is something to be said about clutch hitting. I think that. I think the hitting is as deep as it's been. Their lineup wise, I think they're as deep as they've been for a long time. Okay. You know, their starting lineup definitely has people behind it that can contribute on a, you know, I don't want to say a once a week basis, but maybe a couple times a week, you know, basis type thing. He seems to be getting a little more consistent, but who's the manager's name? Shelton. He was always notorious for always tweaking. Oh, by the way, it's over.
Nice.
We got it.
We can raise it.
He
shuffles the lineup a lot.
Yeah.
But he seems to be staying pretty consistent so far.
Okay.
I don't know if Cruz is going to be our leadoff hitter. I like to think he's not going to be our leadoff hitter.
Well, but, no, I think he would be more like a 6 or 7 guy, right?
I probably think more 5.
Okay.
I always look at Bonds. When Bonds was at his best, he was batting 5th.
Yeah.
You had Vanecek 3rd, you had Bonilla 4th, and then he was protected by Bonds.
Right.
And Bonds can hit anything, anyone. Mm-hmm. So, that's where I would probably see him more as a 5.
Okay.
With to protect
with
that
Reynolds being 3 and McCutcheon 4.
That's a good point. But I
don't know about Kutch.
I don't know about Kutch. I mean, hopefully be David. Hank at some point. Hopefully.
Yeah, some power. I mean, he showed some power.
Who's that?
He's every day. They
all showed power in there. I mean, they were like them home run derby in down there, and, you know, in Florida. But
yeah,
I don't know. I
mean, it's going to come down. You know, if Skeens can come up and they can tread water with the pitching we have.
Yeah.
And the hitting continues. I think, and they're in the right division. Like, they shouldn't be thinking about wild card, because I think it's going to be harder to get the wild card than it is to win the division.
Yeah, well,
you already
focus on win the division.
Yeah, you already assume the West is taking one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
for sure.
Milwaukee
started off, they're starting off
Cincinnati
well.
Cincinnati started off pretty
always that sleeper. I mean, they played very well for
Chicago
the last two
Chicago just lost their starter for a month, I think, their pitcher.
Hey, everybody's saying Chicago. Everybody's saying Chicago. Yeah.
Is a sleeper team or a team?
No, it's a team that's one of the favorites.
Oh, okay.
But St. Louis is not anywhere.
St. Louis is St. Louis, but.
But they're the baseball
I don't fear St. Louis like I did 5 years ago.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
You know, they always have a good farm system, and I always seem to be able to reload pretty quickly. But I don't think talent wise right now, they're better than the Pirates. No. So.
When's the last time you said that?
Shocking.
Last year.
Yeah,
30 years. Yeah. Wow. So, not like I'm not going to be injured. I'm enjoying it. I don't think it will stay at this pace.
Correct.
But I would be surprised, and I have not officially given. If nobody ever knows, I've not given a prediction yet.
Ooh.
Which is probably
are you saving
sour grapes?
Are you saving? Are we gonna, now that we've had the
I was thinking it was going to be 80, and this isn't really a prediction. 80 to 84 wins.
Huh.
Is what I
would
thought.
Take that.
And it really came down to pitching. So I guess I already got a little precursor because I got Jared Jones not to hang my head on. So I could probably see 83 or 84 wins.
So let me ask you this. Is from a managerial perspective, let's say we guys have said Keller is struggling a little bit. And again, it's early. Maybe he picks it up. Maybe he doesn't. But he was anointed the number one. Let's, you know, Jared, he's continues to progress. And then Skeens comes up. Does he stay as a one, you're a 2 and 3's back heavy, or when he comes up and they pitch well, do you reshuffle them? Like, who's your number one? I mean, is that something you normally do in the middle of the season?
That's
kind of hard.
It is hard because once you get that 5-day rotation,
yeah, I was gonna say because of the rotation, right?
Yeah.
Now you have the All-Star break where you can kind of adapt and shift around and stuff.
Or you can get a day off somewhere, just say, okay, you stay an extra day. You know.
So there is ways you can tweak it. Yeah. I remember when in 90 when the Pirates when Drabek won the Cy Young, Neil Heaton's the one to start out 6-0, if you remember that name.
Neil Heaton,
and,
yes.
Wow.
That's what was
he good. Was the number one starter, but clearly Drabek was the best pitcher. And,
yeah.
And I think it just kind of progresses that way.
Okay.
I mean, naturally.
Yeah, because
you're only the number one pitcher basically like the first day of the year.
Right. Okay.
Right?
I was going to say, because there's so
like
much.
You only lead a game off once. You only lead off hitter.
Is there so much of baseball strategy that I don't know? And I was looking for you guys. Like, is that something that
I mean, a lot of times you try and match your best guy against their best guy because then it's not a mismatch. But nowadays there's so many different strategies out there. Some teams throw out the fifth guy as a reliever that pitches the first two innings, and then you go right to the opener.
That's relatively new.
Yeah,
that was Tampa Bay. Bay's the one that brought up the opener.
Not a bad idea, really.
So what, having four starters and then your fifth starters be like a bullpen guy?
Right. Basically, he comes in, throws two innings.
Okay.
You always have a couple long guys.
In case
you get shelled early. But, you know, with Skeens, they're not going to let him go 7 or 8.
No,
not this
year.
So they're going to keep him on a pretty reduced
pitch count. And it's going to come on a pitch count, and I don't know if he's going to keep the pitches down.
Right.
I cannot wait for him.
Well, the thing is, his pitch count will probably be worse because he's throwing every pitch over 100 miles per hour.
Right.
Like Strasburg, he was on that pitch count.
They
were like, he got to the playoffs, they're like, well, you're shut down now.
Yeah.
And he's like,
I saw Skeens, and I saw the highlights in spring training, and I just think of that major league when he takes the – thing off you. If they just got some control before he kills somebody. Well, obviously Skeens has the control. He's throwing darts down the middle, yeah. But I just see that, I'm like, I just see the
ball come off the head. Hit the bull pitch.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta have one every now and then. Just hit the bull. What do you mean? Just hit the bull. Trust the bull. That's a Bull Durham reference for everybody.
Yes. That's listening. I mean, I can't wait to buy a ticket to go watch him pitch this year. I mean, obviously, I think I'm gonna be there's gonna be a lot of people in Pittsburgh that want to go see him, especially his first start.
Well, those games,
it'll have the Garrett Cole effect, right? Where everybody came out. Up, it'll sell out, real quick. But
did anybody else? Honestly, we knew how good he is, but did anybody else pause when he threw, you know, the three perfect innings, and they said he had 21 fastballs he threw, and the average was 100 miles an hour?
Yeah.
When they said average was 100 miles an hour, you have to stop and think, okay, now wait a minute. That means there were some that were under, and there were some that were over. And
so, like, when you're talking over, are we getting into 104?
Nah, 102 points.
DVE. Yeah, throw some DVE balls, huh?
Right. He is 102 points behind.
I'm going to tell you something. Hey, you heard it here first. He throws a 102.5. I'm telling you, someone from DVE is going to coin that shit. Oh, and you heard it on the Burke K first on that one.
That's a good call.
Throwing a DVE ball.
That's a good call.
That's a good call.